Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
Morning, you guys.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
You good? You good?
Good.
Tell me about your day yesterday, Mo.
Let's see. I have not been doing too much but resting because my body needs it. What did I do yesterday? I worked. Did some more work. I did make it to the gym.
Okay.
For the first time in weeks. I took my walk, which is supposed to help my gout. So now I'm at that age where I'm walking, daily walks.
To do it inside of a mall?
No. I got outside. I did it outside. I didn't go too far, but I did go outside. That's about it.
All right.
Just that's it. That's all I did.
That first day back in the gym, did you take it easy on yourself or did you try to get it all back in one day?
Ego.
Yeah.
And I tried to get it all back in one day. It's never a good idea.
And it doesn't work, right? How you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's see. Typical day yesterday, worked here and then headed over to Atlanta Face and Body to check in with Dr. Elizabeth.
I did see that Instagram story yesterday, mm-hmm. And I am excited about getting the Kristen forehead.
Yo, Daxify. And then let's see, I just found out this week that we needed to send in 12 plastic Easter eggs filled with something for school for their Easter egg hunt tomorrow. So I had to put an order in at Target so I can swing by there and pick that up. So that was ready for tomorrow. And then let's see. After that, I went and picked Jimmy up from school and then we came home and then I did some work and I contemplated doing yoga, but I was too sore from the gym on Monday.
Love the feeling.
Look at Jimmy's athlete. I know. So yeah. I was like, I'm gonna let my body rest. And then I made the family some pizza last night and then we had dinner and then it was off to bed.
There was a theory back in the day when you got into morning radio. The program directors always used to tell us, live exciting lives. People want to connect to your exciting lives, right? Those days are over. Our lives are no different than yours, except we have microphones.
Is it?
I mean, making pizza, picking kids up, having gout.
Taking walks with gout.
How's yours, Abby?
For me, Tuesdays are my most boring day of the week. It's the one day I pretty much don't do anything. I'm usually still tired from the weekend. Admittedly, this is going to make me sound out of touch to all the moms out there, but I am feeling like a toddler mom because I am getting woken up in the middle of the night by my new cat, Betty, all the time. So yesterday I slept for like 4 hours. I went home, passed out, and then I went on my hot girl walk because I'm still trying to get a boyfriend. So I went out to Chastain around prime time, 6:30, wore a little outfit, made some hard eye contact. I'm still single.
And it's on tonight. So tonight's going to be a little different because I told Abby. So Jimmy has a baseball game at Chastain tonight at 5.
Okay.
Because the Orioles had too many kids on spring break on Saturday, so we couldn't play. So we pushed the game from Saturday to Wednesday, like Major League Baseball does.
I heard the same thing happen to the Baltimore Orioles this week.
So the Rockies and the Orioles are taking on each other at 5 at Chastain.
Well, prime time.
Yeah. I'll be watching FanDuel for that one.
And so I hit up Abby, and I was like, Abby, we're going to be at Chastain at 5 if you want to come see if we can find any deals for you.
We're going to be dilf hunting tonight at the Orioles game.
And my son is also playing T-ball.
It's Dilf Wednesday at Chastain.
Be there.
My day was pretty typical yesterday, hanging out with former Mayor Andrew Young. What a day yesterday at the airport. Dude, it's too long for me to tell you about it right now, but there I am taking pictures with a historic icon, Andrew Young, former Mayor Andrew Young, inner Martin Luther King Circle, Andrew Young, Ambassador Andrew Young at the airport yesterday for the centennial celebration.
And you took the worst photo. Did you see the photo of him and Andrew Young?
It was so blurry.
Oh my, no.
I don't know if he had it on portrait mode or what, but Bert posted this selfie of him. And like he said, icon, Andrew Young, highway named after him, Andrew Young. And Bert is pristine, and you can barely tell it's Andrew Young because he's so blurry.
Yeah, I look good, though, man.
The sad thing is your photographer girlfriend was there, right?
Yes.
So she could have taken, like, an excellent photo of you and Andrew Young to commemorate the moment, but she went with blurry.
She could have, except The way they had it set up was all the ambassadors and dignitaries were sort of in the first four rows and our guests were behind that. So when I worked my way up to get a picture with him, it was, she couldn't make her way through there or she would have definitely taken the picture. But she did do this for me later on in the night. She used her Jedi magic to somehow, some way make it unblurry, make it a clear photo.
She did? Really?
Yeah. And then I posted that on Instagram last night and I must have gotten 24 people DMing me like, what magic is she using? And she cut a video last night to tell you exactly how to do it, but saved the picture.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, then my picture went up in the airport, and I'll tell you about it later on.
But that wasn't blurry, was it?
No, that was crystal clear.
Okay.
And the 12 pictures I took of that one was crystal clear. It was just a surreal day, you guys. And you'll feel great about it also, man, because people know about this show. Like, real celebrities know about this show. But it was a real honor yesterday, and I so many times was looking around that thing and just going, I can't believe I'm part of this group. And it was a really special day.
You made it.
Really special
That's
day.
That's awesome.
It was
man.
Pretty
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
All right. So, Kristen, tell us about what's going on. It's now it is a Burt Show tradition on the Friday before Easter.
Yes. Yeah, so, this Good Friday, you guys will be happy to know Bunny Cam is coming back.
Yes.
Now, were you here for the OG Bunny Cam?
I was.
All right. Abby, have you been here for Bunny Cam yet?
I've only been here for Cat Cam.
We had Cat Cam
and then, Puppy Cam.
And then, yes, because we told you turkeys were coming in and we were trying to freak you out. And they were actually puppies. So this Friday, Good Friday, we are bringing back the Bunny Cam. So Georgia House Rabbit Society, all right? They are coming in. They are bringing some bunnies. They are babies, but apparently they are big babies.
Okay.
But the names of the bunnies, you all, from the Georgia House Rabbit Society, we're going to have Benson, Shaboozy, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, and Alanis, all in studio with us on Friday.
Okay, star-studded group.
Now, I had suggested to Kristen, because, you know, you don't want to do the same things over and over and over again, or people will get bored. I suggested this year to raise the stakes a little bit, put a snake in there.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Now we're talking.
Have you seen the size of those bunnies?
No.
They're taking the snake down.
You think so?
Yes.
And just as a quick search, I was going to make a joke about this, but it really, really exists, and this is just for you. This is your gift this morning.
Okay.
Do you know that there's a manatee cam?
Where?
In Florida. Well.
So you mean I could tune in right now and see manatees?
No, because it only ran through March
31st. Wow. That is so foul.
Don't upset her.
Oh, my God. You know how she feels about those things.
I just spontaneously did. I didn't get to read anything. But they do have a live cam on a pool that apparently doesn't have manatees in it right
now. I missed by 2 weeks.
You also have an expired lotto ticket for it.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.